And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It is my privilege to be joining you today. Friends, it is a great day to be a real estate investor. I'm going to share one of the most obvious reasons why we enjoy real estate investing, especially right here in the United States. In fact, it's right there in front of us, and it's so blatantly obvious. I've never really thought about it before, but I did do a deep dive for this show, and we're going to get into it. And at the end of the show, I'm going to personally share seven reasons why I like real estate as an investment right now. So stick with me. That'll be at the end of the show. Not only is it a great time to be a real estate investor, because real estate really is the perfect vehicle to create cash flow and substantial wealth rapidly, it's a great day to be a real estate investor in the United States, not in Europe, not in Asia, not in any other nation or continent, right here in the United States. Why? Because the system is in our favor. How often can we say that? Almost never can we say that the system is in our favor. Think about this. When you buy and sell stocks and bonds, mutual funds in your portfolio, is the system in your favor? Think about that. Heck no. It's in the favor of the traders and the fund management companies. Just about 7 miles north of my house is the Schwab headquarters. They moved here. They merged with TD Ameritrade. You should see this campus. I mean, it's obviously a billion-dollar investment. It is absolutely incredible. How'd they make the money to build their world headquarters right in Northlake, Texas? Well, by getting a piece of the action, just a little touch of every single trade, every single purchase, every single sale of any sort of fund, stock, investment, what have you. That's how they're making it. How many fund managers on Wall Street are absolutely stinking rich? I would say about 99.9% of them, because the ones that aren't probably get fired. Thousands of people. Just grab the next copy of Forbes 400. You'll see how many billionaires on there made their wealth by either managing some sort of fund or owning part of the company that owns the various funds. These folks are dripping with money. The little guy? Well, the little guy should just be happy with the scraps, right? People are ecstatic when they look at their stock investment portfolio and they have a 9% annualized return. Somehow, 9% annualized return is considered a great year, right? It's been dumbed down so much that, oh, here's your 9%. What a great year. 9%? Are you kidding me? They'll give you nothing and you like it. That saying seems to be floating around. You'll own nothing and you'll like it. How depressing is that? No, the stock market investment game is definitely not in favor of the little guy. But in real estate, the little guy can call his or her own shots. If I want to buy a house, increase my wealth, and increase cash flow to the bottom line, I can do that rather quickly. Literally, in 90 days, I can be getting paid using the Lifestyles Unlimited model that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We can make triple-digit returns in single-family properties almost instantly. I can invest in a multifamily property and get cash flows within 6 months to a year. And I can grow that investment anywhere from 15 to 50% annually, again, using our model that we teach here. And you know what? Real estate is tangible. It's not going anywhere. Stock market, you're buying essentially into a fund and it has, what do they call it? Corrections, right? It's been dumbed down so much that they put a positive spin on the fact that you lost 30 or 40% in 1 or 2 days. It's a correction. Something was wrong. It's okay. It just corrected. No, that just doesn't happen to us in real estate. I have never woken up to find that my real estate portfolio is down 30 to 40% overnight. It's never happened to me. It's never happened to anyone that I know of that owns real estate. It is gradual, steady eddy. We can adjust, we can adapt. But the stock market, it's like a bullet heading right for you. You can't get out of the way. If that bullet's coming at you, you can't react fast enough. But steady eddy stock market, no. We just don't have these massive corrections that you have in the stock market. I've invested in dozens of real estate, either single family properties or multifamily, as a passive investor, dozens of them. And I've lost money one time. I lost 17%. I can't say that about the stock market, right? When you look at your portfolio, this one's up, that one's up, that one's down, these other five are down. No. Just doesn't happen in real estate. I want to talk about something that is so blatantly obvious. It's right there in front of us, and I've never really thought about it to the extent that I have when I started putting this show together. But what I want to talk about is the 30-year fixed mortgage rate. That is the standard here in the United States. Do you know that most other nations around the world only allow a variable interest rate loan when you purchase a home? Your personal home or investment property or what have you, when you buy any real estate, most of the time it's going to be a variable interest rate loan with a short fixed period. Think about that for a second. In the United States, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is a staple for us, but other countries don't have that. They absolutely don't have that. They typically have a fixed rate for a very short amount of time and then it adjusts. Imagine you buy your personal home or even a rental property in whatever country, and the best you can get is a 5-year fixed rate mortgage. Would you be nervous? How would you sleep at night? I know I would be. God, my stomach would be in knots, especially if it's going to adjust into a period like we have now with higher interest rates. What's happening to people? They're getting cleaned out, right? The rates have gone up recently, and then your personal home where your family lives, where nearby, where you work, where your life is, and that's going to adjust into some sort of higher interest rate every 5 years. People in other countries are forced to sell because their mortgages become unaffordable. But here in the United States, we have the glorious 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Hallelujah. God bless the USA. Thanks to the fixed rate, we can purchase a real estate asset. And for the most part, we can predict what our costs will be and what our cash flows will be. We can predict it. We can map it out. We can do our analysis, and we know what it's going to be over a long, stable period of time. That is absolutely fantastic. Yes, I know insurance and property taxes fluctuate year to year, but the most expensive part of your debt within that property is the mortgage itself. It's not necessarily the insurance or the property tax. That's part of it. And that fixed rate, it's not going anywhere for 30 years. If I purchase a rental property because of the fixed rate mortgage, as long as I own that home, or at least 30 years, which I don't recommend for tax purposes primarily, but it's stable. I know what it's going to be. I can work with that. I can build wealth with that. I can create passive income with that. Let's look at some of these other countries. Let's go. I think first and foremost, we're probably going to think of the United Kingdom, right? They have a fixed rate mortgage for only 2 to 5 years. Let's go to Canada. They have typically a 5-year fixed rate. That's the most common mortgage in Canada. 5 years. 5 years is nothing. Think about 5 years goes by faster than every year. It seems like time goes by faster and faster. 5 years is nothing. There's nothing stable about 5 years. Doing some research, I found Estonia, variable rate mortgages. Interest rates fluctuate based on market conditions. What does that mean? Is it changing every month, every 6 months, every year? India has floating rate home loans. Floating rate home loans. Interest rates will vary, again, with market conditions. China. Billions of people in China. Again, floating interest rate mortgages. That is the most common type, right? Rates will adjust periodically. They just based on market changes. Hey, sorry, but your mortgage just went up $300, $500, $1,000. Now, when we look at that, is it any wonder why so much foreign money comes to the United States specifically to purchase real estate? Well, let's look at it through their eyes. If you were not a citizen of the United States, wouldn't you want to enjoy the same benefits that we have here in the United States? Would you put your money at home with a floating rate mortgage, or would you invest it abroad? I know what I would do. I would invest it in the United States. I'd go grab some of those 30-year fixed rate mortgages. Now let's look at where the money's coming from into real estate, into the United States. The top five are Canada, Mexico, China, India, and the UK. That's where the money's coming from. 61% of all foreign investment comes from just the top four: Canada, Mexico, China, and India. Again, if you're a millionaire in India, are you putting your money into local real estate, or are you looking across the pond, so to speak, and looking at the United States? Again, it's very simple. I know what I would be doing. I would be investing in the United States. Now, the foreign money that comes in, what are they buying? Well, typically, they like to buy properties in suburban areas over small towns, right? We look at small towns and tertiary markets a lot of times for our investments here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach that, but a lot of this foreign money is going into the big cities, deep into the cities, the larger cities. They're not necessarily investing in small towns. So with that, an overwhelming share of their money is going into detached single-family homes, even though it's in these suburban areas. The percentage of non-resident foreign buyers, literally 74% purchased detached single-family homes or townhomes. Now, are these second homes? Are they vacation homes? Quite possibly, but a lot of it is just like you and I. They're investing in real estate. It's driving the growth within real estate. Non-U.S. citizens play a significant role in the U.S. residential real estate market. And I will continue to go back and point to the fact of these 30-year fixed rate mortgages that most of us here, we take it for granted. And I took it for granted. I took it for granted for years. It just being the norm, you get used to it. But then when I started doing some investigation into this show, I was floored to find that we are not the norm. We are the exception. And that's what helps us drive our wealth, drive our investing, is something as simple as the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Look at it through the eyes of someone who's not a U.S. citizen and they're looking for a place to park their money. Again, you're not going to park it at home. You're going to park it in the good old USA because it makes sense. It's stable. And quite frankly, the rules are in the favor of the real estate investor and not the big guy. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it, it's basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'll throw my email address out one more time. And that email address is askmike@luinc.com. Now, real estate investing. I hear people all the time say, well, Mike, houses are too expensive here, so I'm going to wait until they come down and I don't want to invest in real estate right now. And I'm telling you, The system is in your favor as a real estate investor right here in the United States. The game is in the favor of the individual, and almost never can we say that about any other investment method. Now, there's billions of dollars that come here that these folks around the world, they know the system is in the favor of the United States real estate investor, and they continue to invest. And let me tell you, they still invest even though they are at a massive disadvantage, yet they still come here to invest. Let's take an individual from India, and they want to preserve their wealth and they want to put it into U.S. real estate. And this is happening every day to the tune of billions of dollars. India, China, Mexico, Canada, those folks aren't buying real estate locally. They're buying their personal home, sure, but then they're taking their investment money and they're sending it over here. Let's look at it through their eyes. First of all, the dollar is stronger compared to all of those countries. So, number one, you're buying U.S. real estate, and the U.S. person that's here that has blinders on, that's looking at it from ground level, is saying, oh, real estate's too expensive. Well, think of it through their mind. Number one, the dollar is trading better than their local currency, right? Their local currency is devalued against the dollar. So, one, there's disadvantage. Number one, they're paying even more from their terms, right? They have to convert their money into U.S. dollars to purchase the U.S. real estate. If they purchase locally, the best they can get in India is that floating rate home loan. How terrifying. How terrifying is that? There's nothing permanent about that. If interest rates go to 10, 12, 14, 15%, and they are in some of these countries, wow, that's not stable at all. That's terrifying to me. So they take their money and they still bring it over here. They're doing the math. They're smart enough to see this. Why more people in the United States that live here locally don't see it? I think we take it for granted. But I'm here to tell you, we have all of the advantages. What are a couple of the other advantages? I mentioned the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That's the biggest one. We take that for granted. I took it for granted. I didn't even think about it, really. It just seems to be a standard. Yeah, that's what we do. But what's another advantage that's in our favor, that's putting wind in our sails, as they say? Well, the tax advantages. The tax advantages in real estate are tremendous. I can write off all the cost and expenses associated with my rental properties. The mortgage interest, that is a business expense. The property tax, that is a business expense. The insurance, that is a business expense. The repairs, the maintenance, that is a business expense. Let's talk about depreciation. I set my cash flow to where my cash flow on these properties, and this is one reason why we don't hold the properties. We don't recommend necessarily holding them more than 5 years. One, you've got to redo. Once the residents move on, you've got to redo that property every so often. But the depreciation, we can depreciate our properties over 27 and a half years. Let me explain that. Let's say you have a property and it's worth $200,000. When you get your tax statement, you're going to back the land off. It'll say, here's the land, and then here's the improved property. So you take that improved property. If the whole property is $200,000, let's say the land is $50,000, for instance, then you can depreciate against the $150,000 over 27 and a half years. And by depreciating that, if your cash flow is not greater than that depreciation, then the tax code says, well, then we're not going to tax you on that quote unquote income from that rental property. How fantastic is that? This is why I tell you, it is a great day to be a real estate investor in the United States. All the advantages in our favor. If you'd like to read more about this, I found an article that highlights what I'm talking about. It's from TNF Online, and I'm not sure necessarily what that is. It's TNF Online. It's an article by Richard J. Kish, K-I-S-H. TNF Online stands for Taylor and Francis Online, but the article title is The Dominance of the U.S. 30-Year Fixed Rate Residential Mortgage. Again, the 30-year fixed rate is not the norm around the country. It is the norm here in the United States. We have all the advantages as investors. And when I say what's holding you back, that's just one reason. What's holding you back? Because billions and billions of dollars of foreign investment is pouring into the United States annually. These folks see it. And why more people don't see it here in the United States, it boggles me. Honestly, I was naive to it. I didn't really look at real estate investing until I was in my late 30s, early 40s. And the number one, whenever we ask real estate investors, what would you do different? Everyone to a T, including myself, Mike Harrison, I will tell you, I wish I had started sooner. I wish I had started sooner. Millions of people on this planet understand that the gold standard of investment is U.S. real estate. It's the gold standard because it's a store of wealth, it is a creator of income, and it is a hedge against inflation. So very, very important. And yet, people I talk to day in and day out are still hesitant to buy real estate property in the United States. People are skeptical. People are comfortable. I've talked about that. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. And then there's always the fear, right? Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. People are afraid to lose money. Yet real estate is so forgiving, it's very difficult to lose money in real estate. It really is. When you do it right, when you use the methods that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, very difficult to make mistakes if you follow it. Real estate is so forgiving. It's a great day to be a real estate investor in the United States specifically for many reasons. And one reason that I blatantly have overlooked is the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Now, I put that 30-year fixed rate mortgage on my properties when I purchased the single family properties. And it's just kind of out of sight, unthought of, right? It's the norm. We do a hard money early on, rehab the property, and then we'll fold that into that 30-year stable fixed rate mortgage. And it's so blatantly obvious that many of us have just taken it for granted. What an incredible advantage that 30-year fixed rate mortgage is. And again, the United States is the exception. That is not the norm around the world. Most people I don't want to use the word suffer, but they are suffering through floating rate mortgages. They might get a 2 to 5 year fixed in the United Kingdom at best, and then it's going to reset into higher interest rates. And as a father, as someone who has a family, that's terrifying to me. That is absolutely terrifying to me. But yes, we are the gold standard as far as owning real estate. And one of the main reasons is that 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That is also one of the main reasons why billions upon billions of dollars of foreign investment is coming into the United States. These folks see it, but many people here, right here at home, they don't see it. Everyone knows that real estate is the number one millionaire maker. And the basic example, I alluded to it in the earlier segment, is just take your parents, they purchased their home in, I don't know, let me pick a number, 1965, and they purchased that home, let's say, for $40,000. And then when the parents get older and either they pass away or they move out of the home, then the family has the home, and they look at it and they go, wow, this property's worth $600,000. And everyone understands that. Everybody. Take grandpa. He purchased 200 acres so he can run his cattle out in West Texas. And now that 200 acres is worth millions upon millions of dollars. Everyone sees that example. Everyone understands it. Yet they don't take those same metrics and apply it to their wealth building. They don't apply it to their own personal investment. They don't use those same metrics to build their net worth. Like I said, only 7% of people get it. 7%, 93% of the people know that more millionaires are created through real estate than any other means in this country and probably in the world, but yet they don't apply those metrics. It baffles me. They don't apply it. Now, let me look at myself. Why didn't I apply it? Well, honestly, I just didn't know any better. I didn't know any better, but I got so tired of the system being gamed against me as I'm trying to forge out some future retirement by feeding the 401k and feeding it and doing without and sacrificing family vacations and scrimping and saving that finally I just said, hey, I've got to find a better way. And I started purchasing real estate. before I even knew all the advantages. Once I joined Lifestyles Unlimited and I learned, I was absolutely floored. In our Financial Freedom Seminar, 16-hour seminar, I've done that seminar 5 different times, and I'm still floored. But the advantages are in our favor. The wind is in our sails. It is the only metric I know of where the little guy, the quote-unquote little guy, has the same advantages of everybody else. We have all the same advantages. Let's take, how do other people think they're going to get ahead? I used to think this. I'm guilty of it. I thought I'd get ahead by working harder. I thought I'd get ahead by more overtime. Many people think they're going to get ahead by taking on the second job or the third job or the side hustle or changing jobs every 2 years to try to grow that. But what are you really growing your income? You're working hard and you might get a raise for 3-5%. I'm here to tell you inflation is easily 3-5%. Now let's look at that. What else is 3-5? You can work hard and hope you get that raise for 3-5%, or you can invest it, right? That hedge against inflation, the real estate hedge. But guess what else is out there in the background? Appreciation. We just talked about it. I gave you the example of Grandpa's farm. It's worth millions of dollars now, and he bought it for tens of thousands of dollars back in the day. That appreciation was working in the background. I have appreciation working for me. Let's look at my rental properties. My rental properties increase in value at least 3-5% every single year. Recently, it was much greater than that. In 2021, I had a property go up 23% in 1 year. Now, that was a black swan event. That was not the norm. But let's just count on that simple 3-5%. You're going to work harder and hope you get the 3-5% raise? Or why don't you invest that money into United States real estate, fixed rate mortgage, and put that appreciation to work for you? It gets even better. Let's look at it like this. You're only taking a small portion out of pocket to buy that property, but you're buying that property at full value, and the appreciation is on the full value of the property. The bank that loans you the money, they don't care about the appreciation. They don't get it. It goes to you. If you were to take $40,000 out of pocket and buy this is a very real example, $40,000 out of pocket and you buy a home, and the final value of that home is $230,000, am I getting 5% of the $40,000 that I paid out of my pocket? No, friends, I'm getting 5% of the $230,000. That's $11,500 just in year one. And what happens? In year two, the $11,500 is added to the value of the property, and I get full appreciation on the new value. I'm making appreciation on appreciation. Do that 3 times, 5 times, 10 times. And yet, many people, well, if I work harder, I'll get a 3-5% raise on my job. Well, I want to turn it around. Did you get an $11,500 raise on your job last year? No. But one rent house gave you that $11,500. And like I said, friends, quietly, try that with 10 homes. Then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Then you'll understand why I say appreciation is the silent millionaire maker. Appreciation is really earning interest on your assets. Albert Einstein said it best. Compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. Put that to work in your favor. Friends, all the advantages are ours as a real estate investor in the United States. Every advantage out there, and many of them we take for granted. And when you understand this, you remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.